Hello.
My name is Gabriel Armato, and I am 17 years old, and I'm currently a high school student from Mira Mesa High School. Today is June the 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Francis, who is my neighbor. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So Francis, first question, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? When and where you were born?
I was born in the Philippines in 1963.
Nice.
Okay, I grew up over there till I was 8, and then we came here. Then I did all my growing up south of San Diego, in the southern part of San Diego, and never left San Diego.
Okay.
There's nowhere else to live but San Diego.
Okay. So, what age did you come to San Diego?
Eight years old.
How about your experience in the U.S.? Was it difficult at a time? Was it new?
Yeah, at the beginning, there's always adjustments because it's something new. Like, I never knew that there was a girl's bike and a boy's bike. So my very first bike, I guess, was technically a girl's bike. And, you know, it was my favorite bike. And this kid stole it from where I had it sitting. And, you know, that was like a new experience to me, having somebody steal something from you. But when, you know, when I found him, I took care of him.
How'd you take care of him?
Well, I polished him in front of all his friends.
Oh wow! How'd you feel, or how do they?
Oh, good. He felt embarrassed because he was like a local hotshot kid. So, it must have been very embarrassing to get shellacked in front of all your friends.
And what age? Or
I think I was about 9.
Oh, that's pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Interesting. Okay. Can you tell me about where you grew up, what it was like, or like specifically, where'd you get your education, like to start off like your life here in this house, or my part of me, the house like next to me. So.
No, that question is all over the place. What is the main question, really?
Okay. Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Oh, okay. So where I grew up, it was way different than this. There was a lot of canyon. So we had all kinds of space to where a kid can be a kid. We ran around all over the canyon, shooting at birds, squirrels, rabbits. And we played on the street. Played football, baseball on the street. We played till it was dark. Much different now. Now you can't go and have fun on the street anymore because there's no more space. There's too many cars. People drive badly. Yeah, my growing up is far different than yours or from a lot of kids now because we had a lot of fun.
And that was in?
That was in Imperial Beach.
Oh, Imperial Beach.
And then also by Paradise Valley Road. Now that area is all full of homes. All that canyon land is all gone. It's all full of homes now.
How do you feel about it?
Well, growth has to happen. So there's nothing you can do to stop growth. And also where I grew up in the Philippines, I grew up in a farm. And I wish that all boys especially can experience living in a farm because it's so fun living in a farm.
Mm.
There's a lot you can do that you can't do in the city, and it makes you grow up faster.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Can you tell me about what you do for a living now? Like, what is your job?
I'm an electrician. I do the commercial side of it. I do mainly the big conduits, I run the conduits and build the electric rooms, put gears together, put the panels up, put transformers up, tie everything together so that everything functions as one, so you get your power.
Oh, interesting. So you're a mechanic?
No, electrician.
Oh, electrician. Then, hold up. I'm trying to think of a question right now. So,
why is there like mechanic skills involved? Because as electricians, all we do is we put things together. The electrical part of it is just a small portion. It's mainly assembling things together so they perform as one.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, I like my job. It's a good job. I get to use my hand skills and make my brain go to work for me. Just like trigonometry, you know how you guys don't like trigonometry?
Yeah.
We use trigonometry. It's funny, huh? I never thought I'd ever use trigonometry, but now I use it. We use it to bend conduit.
All
right. I use it to bend conduit.
Oh, what's a conduit?
Pipe, electrical pipe.
Oh, okay. What inspired you to get into electrical engineering? Or
electrical field?
Yeah, electrical field. What inspired you?
It's not so much inspired, but I wanted something different from what I was doing before, and I wanted something that was going to be easier on my body, and then something that I can use my head, my brains, instead of using my back.
Oh, I see.
So one day there was an ad that appeared on the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for electricians, and I went in, I interviewed, and I got hired, and the rest is history.
How hard was it to get into the field?
Before, it wasn't that hard, because you look in the newspaper, and you look for the ads.
Yeah.
Now it's different. Now you have to go to the internet. Everything's on the internet. You got to apply on the internet, and you know, it's kind of like unfair if you don't have a computer or if you don't have access to the internet.
Yeah, because back in the days, right?
Back then, it was just newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot easier.
But now it's more...
Yeah, like you don't even know who's hiring anymore.
Yeah. It gets really complicated.
It is. It makes it harder to find people.
Okay. I see. Next question. Are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
Funny stories?
Yeah. It could be your family or the family you grew up with.
Not funny stories. No.
You got any of any types of stories, like inspirational, any, exciting moments you had? Anything remarkable that stood out? It's fine.
I don't know. There's lots of funny life situation type kind of thing, but none really would stand out. The one situation that really stands out in my memory bank is the day I almost lost my life in a work accident. That will always stick with me.
Can you describe it?
So we were unloading a semi of heavy furnitures, right? And these were all bank cabinets, big, heavy on wheels. And you don't stack stuff on wheels on top of another one with wheels. And let alone park your semi on a slant. So the guy's name from the moving company was Jesus, right?
Yeah.
When I saw the situation, I made a funny remark. I called him, you're stupid, Jesus. I should have never said that because I think that came back to bite me. Because as we were unloading it, all the cabinets started roll downhill, and we were all running out of the semi, and I tripped.
Oh.
And I tripped, and I fell on my left arm, and I hyperextended it. I tried to get up again, and I tripped again, and I fell on it twice. And I could just feel the cabinets coming at me. But luckily, my friend, he was aware enough to stand to run back and grab me, help me get up, and so I can escape that. But all the cabinets, they all came crashing down, and they were super heavy cabinets, probably like 200-300 pounds a piece. But I knew that from that point on, I would never say anything anti-religious or anything using the name of Jesus in vain. Because, you know, some people aren't, most people actually are not religious, but,
yeah.
You know, like most Americans are not religious. And I don't know, there's some truth to that because I know it came to bite me in the butt in a big way.
Yeah, very scary. Interesting story.
So, yeah, that I will always remember that.
Okay. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
I always do. I gave one of my apprentices who was studying underneath me, I gave him like a $100 laser. That's a random act of kindness. Or helping out people when they need help, you know. But if it's in terms of like giving a homeless guy money or whatever, I try not to because I don't know what their story is. I don't know if they're going to use that money for alcohol or drugs. So I perform plenty of kindness. You know, there are a lot, so much to mention, but yeah.
Can you name me one random act of kindness you did recently?
Oh. Well, okay, so. Well, I've accumulated a lot of notes for bending conduit because there's a lot of rules to follow when you're bending conduit, especially when you use a hydraulic bender. So I let this apprentice of mine. All of these notes I've accumulated just from my work experiences. But I let him take a picture of all my notes so he can have it. He didn't have to earn the knowledge. He just got it instantly from me, from just taking pictures from my notes so he can study it. That's an act of kindness.
All right. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh, that's a tough one.
You want me to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's plenty of happiness in life.
Yeah. I think you listed like a couple and good ones, like in the random act of kindness and so. Okay. Well, this is the last question for today. So, what are some of the most important lessons you learned in life, and how did you learn them?
All right, here's a good one. Always stay straight. Don't ever try to bend the rules and break the laws, because you never know if you're going to get caught, you're going to get busted. And there's a lot of people that go to prison, go to jail and whatnot. And most times you don't get a second chance once you get yourself in the penal system or once you get into trouble and stuff, you're never going to get a second chance to get to make a decent life of yourself. Yeah. One time my friend and I, he coerced me into stealing some lumber and using this company van to haul it home with. We almost back at original point, and then we got busted by the police. And
Oh man,
and that was just the night I was turning 18, and we ended up going to the police substation, getting interrogated and all. And it was really embarrassing because we had to apologize to the owner of the company van that we used. And that was a really life lesson to not do stupid, because you never know when authority is waiting or gonna accidentally happen on you to ruin your life.
So you learned your lesson?
I learned my lesson real well, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the end of the interview. So, thank you, Francis.
Okay, good.
I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Alright.
Is that enough, or...?
Yeah, that's the end.
Did you get some good...